T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hi there, it's a 98.5 KTK Morning Show. Recap for Monday, May 3rd, 2021. Here we are on the first Monday in May.
It's going to be a hot one, too. You know, as I'm looking back on the show that we just did, we're going to talk a lot about chemicals and stuff. Because, there's chemicals in everything that we do, and this is one of those shows where you're going to learn a whole lot about stuff that's in your garage and in your... Medicine cabinet.
We don't really plan it. It just kind of falls. Sometimes there's a theme that we just realize at the end of the show. Like, wow, that's chemicals. First, let's start off with paint. And how do you know when it goes bad? Believe it or not, like milk, paint does go bad. It has about a 6-month shelf life after you open the can. So,
and like milk, you can sniff. Give it the old sniff test. If it doesn't smell like paint, you know what paint smells like, it goes bad. And then you don't want to put it on your walls anymore because the color will change, the chemistry changes in it. And you get about 6 months out of a can of paint. After that, things start to change chemically.
Yes. So what they suggest is that if it doesn't smell like paint, use something else. And that's why you want to take a picture or keep the label of the paint available, because that's where you can run to your local hardware store. They can mix that paint again and give you a fresh gallon or two, so you can do that touch-up work if you need it. We found out about running late. It's never really a pleasurable experience, but most Americans will say that being about 13 minutes after the time you're supposed to be there is socially unacceptable being late.
Yeah, and we're going to tell you how do you know when you're that person that's always late. Well, you're going to get a little bit of leeway, okay? They're going to give you a couple of times. But there is a time when you become socially unacceptable because you are that late guy.
Yeah, they say about 5 times of being late, that's when people start really losing their patience with you. They found that about 47% of people, according to the survey, have sneakily told a friend that their meeting time was actually earlier than it is, so that the person would arrive at the time they're supposed to arrive.
Yeah,
I've tried that before, and I can tell you it's a mixed bag.
I know, right?
Because even when it works, and then you're going to get the "you lied to me" speech, which kind of cancels anything of them being on time. Also, a third of people pride themselves of being typically early to schedule social media's social events and meetings. Another 45% say they're usually on time. I can tell you, coming from California, Southern California, the home of nonstop traffic is never an acceptable excuse for being late.
Well, there's like maps, special maps of Los Angeles, how to get around the interstates.
Oh yeah, we call them the Thomas Guide.
Yeah, I was trying to think of the name of this. It is the Thomas Guide, and it's been around for a long time, and it is a valuable Bible if you're going to want to drive on those Southern California freeways there.
Yeah, now with the GPS, a little bit easier, but still, it's good to have that information.
Hey, we told you we're going to talk about chemicals. How about some oxybenzone and octinosidate?
No, thank you. I'm trying to cut back, the COVID-15 here. Those are the two ingredients that many scientists are saying that is inside sunscreen that actually work very well for humans. They actually absorb the UVA and UVB rays and make them harmless to us. However, for coral reefs, it does the exact opposite. Mm. They need the UVA and UVB light. So you can imagine if it blocks it, you're going to kill it. And that's what's kind of going on. Over the past few years, we've noticed less and less coral reefs. In fact, since the 1980s, more than 90% of the coral reefs in the Caribbean have gone away.
You know, it takes hundreds of years for a coral reef to make itself, and it's just that is such a shame. 90% of the coral reefs in the Caribbean have disappeared since the '80s. That is amazing,
and they really think, and that's probably why Hawaii, in particular, actually enacted a ban last year to stop certain sunscreens from being sold. Key West has done it this year, which is all they're trying to do is just kind of keep the stuff out of the water. But here's the thing that really kind of chaps my hiney, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Now we see a marketing move where you're going to go in and you're going to find your sunscreens that are, quote, reef safe. And in essence, they're not. They could be, they could not be. But the problem is that the government requires sunscreens to make truthful and not misleading statements about their products. However, there is no definition, according to the makers of sunscreen, for reef safe. So in essence, it's a loophole in the system where you can say that you're reef safe, and in reality, you could be possibly the exact same stuff that you would sell.
Amazing.
And maybe even charge a little bit more as a premium. So they really suggest the best way to kind of tackle this, because they, you know, it, the alternatives is, look, the zinc oxide doesn't work as well. Right. These sunscreens, although they're hazardous to the environment, they actually work well for us. So we need to have a middle ground. And here's kind of where I think it works well is when you're out laying by the pool, or you're laying by out on the beach, and you want to protect yourself from the sun, put a shirt on.
Yeah,
long sleeve
exactly.
shirt.
And there's a lot of clothing that's very comfortable. You see fishermen doing it. A lot of people. I was just at the beach, and a lot of people wearing these long sleeves. They look great. They're light. They're comfortable, and they block the UV A and B rays.
Yes, a lot of gaiters that fishermen use are made of that particular thing, and it's designed to block the UV A and UV B rays. And the idea is that for the areas that are exposed, you're not using as much. And therefore, you're kind of slowing down the release of these chemicals until we can find something better that works for the environment and for humanity.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
And if I could speak for humanity, please, if you're an older guy like me, please wear a shirt at the beach. Thank you.
Or at least shave, okay? It's not...
And they make bigger bathing suits there, okay?
More into chemicals. This one actually is a chlorine tablet shortage for people that have swimming pools. And you would tend to think that this was COVID-related, and not so much.
No, this was last August when Hurricane Laura, the Category 4 storm, hit Lake Charles, Louisiana. Mm-hmm. It wiped out one of the three chlorine tablet manufacturing sites in the country.
Yes, and the other two are working at capacity, which has been fine until now, but now
the season. Yeah,
the rest of the country is getting ready to come into the pools, and that is making the price of chlorine for pools go up by as much as 70%.
Yeah, and we were doing stories over the summer about how many people were building pools because they're spending so much time at home.
Yes, and the problem is that we don't know when this particular biolab plant in Lake Charles will be back up. It literally burned to the ground. They're still trying to kind of get it built up. So really quick, you need to go ahead and go to the pool store and go ahead and get as much chlorine in the stockpile as much as possible, and then kind of look on ways to lessen the usage of chlorine. I can remember many times growing up, I felt I was in charge of turning on the pump.
I got you.
And there were some days and some weeks that it would go on that I wouldn't turn the pump on. And you know, when you go to the pool, it's all green. And, you know, they're talking about, you know, kind of keeping the maintenance up on your pool, making sure you keep pets out of the water and have everybody shower before you go into the water. And these will kind of help you limit the amount of chlorine that you use in your pool. Liquid laundry detergent versus powdered. We'd had the big battle royale. What's the difference between liquid and powdered? And a lot of times it comes down to just your preference, but there are some strengths and weaknesses of each. Mm-hmm. For instance, when it comes to fighting stains, powdered detergent actually outperforms the liquids.
Isn't that something? I wonder why.
Huh. And I would think it's a little bit more abrasive, perhaps.
And it's better for your whites, too.
Yeah, it's better for your whites. However, if powdered detergents are notoriously bad about leaving white powdery residue on their clothes, especially in these high-efficiency models, simply because there's not much water used.
Yeah, they use the, my washing machine is definitely a low water machine. But I've been using liquid in it. But I'm thinking there is a hack though if you want to use the best detergent, which is a powder, to get it into your machine. And what is that?
That is to dilute it in water.
There you go. That sounds pretty simple, right?
Yeah, just kind of give it a little bit extra water and put it into your washing machine that particular way. And by the way, we're talking about liquids. It's not that, unless it's a personal preference, that big of a difference. Right. However, if you're looking for the best bang for your buck, powdered are generally cheaper than the liquid stuff because liquid is so popular.
Hey, can we go over to the TikTok and look at the ridiculous videos the kids are putting up, Chris?
You know, this is really coming down to everybody has some free advice, but doesn't necessarily mean you should take it. And social media has given us a lot of hacks, some of them good, some of them bad. And I'm not one that have ever used the self-cleaning feature in my oven.
I'm afraid of it. It like raises the temperature of your oven to like 1,000 degrees. You can watch your electric meter spin like a helicopter.
Yes. And, you know, the whole idea is that it gets that super hot and it actually kind of turns anything that's in your oven into powder, and therefore it's easy to clean. So the hack going around is to take those baking sheets that are also just as gross looking as the inside of your oven and put them in as you do the self-cleaning.
Wrong.
Yeah, probably not a good idea. A couple of reasons. One of them is the high heat could actually warp or the baking sheet or even remove the finish on it. So it, in essence, will mean that it won't work the way you think it should, and you'll have to get a new one. So that's a waste of money. Plus, you really think about this. Manufacturers do recommend using the self-cleaning feature on the shortest setting possible.
I don't even know if I have settings. I think there's just one setting. You just set it and go.
There's a couple of them, at least from videos I've seen, where you can adjust the times if it's like, you know, super dirty or whatever.
I got you.
But the whole idea is that you are using the elements up at a higher temperature, probably the max that they're designed to do. And if you've anybody who has a car and learning to drive dad's sporty car and you quote unquote redline it, you know, dad starts sweating and getting upset. And that's kind of the same thing. You're redlining your oven and therefore it won't last as long.
Ah.
And is it really worth, you know, doing that to free up a little bit of your cookie sheets, which in essence could be cleaned with a little bit of elbow grease and baking soda?
They're cheap too. I mean, come on, a cookie sheet's pretty cheap. And also, here's the deal about TikTok. A wise man once said, advice is worth what you paid for it.
Yeah, that's true.
And that free advice is worth exactly what you got right there.
That is very true. So be wary of that one. That's our show for today, Monday, May 3rd, 2021. Of course, we're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
Remember, in the words of Dolly Parton, don't be such a chicken squawk. Get out there and get your shot. Wear the mask and remember, the sun is always shining. We'll see you tomorrow morning.